It's time for another session of Become Unstoppable with Mindset Coach Andre. Now joins us again today from China. How's it going, Andre?
It's going wonderful as always. The weather is complete opposite to what you've been telling me there in the Western Cape, but it's good.
What have you got?
How are you doing?
You got sunshine.
Yes, sunshine, spring, flowers, beautiful, kind of like, not cherry blossom, but the kind of like white pink flowers. It's really stunning.
Nice. Wow. Yeah, no, it's definitely the opposite here. Yeah, you've got roofs in people's swimming pool and yeah, it's a bit rough here. I think it's the winter's debut now, you see. One thing I have to get used to is how dark it is now at 7 o'clock at night. I mean, we were so used to it, you know, sunset or you know, it goes dark after 8 o'clock or 8:30 in summer. Now 7 p.m. it is pitch black and it's dark and it's cold. It's something to get used to, hey?
Yeah, we get used to the way things are really quickly, actually. Nice to have more light. It's nice to have more light.
But listen, we actually got some nice feedback on the WhatsApp line this week, or last week, and I just want to share our number again. If you want to send us some comments, or you maybe want to make a topic suggestion, or send something to Andre, 061-253-0670. That's our WhatsApp line. That's 061-253-0670. I think what we just mentioned about, you know, winter time being colder and a little bit more miserable, some people are kind of struggling with depression. And one of our comments last week already was from Anonymous, saying, can you please talk about depression, particularly in the winter months? Thank you.
Ooh, okay, that's quite a broad topic. Okay, well, the first thing that we need to note is that depression is obviously a feeling. It's an emotion that creates various kind of like habits or behaviors that we're then inclined to perform because of that. Most people will be familiar with the fact that when you feel depressed, you know, you feel a bit lazy, you don't have energy, you don't have a drive to do things, you know, like to go out and have fun. And sometimes you feel like you don't have an appetite as well, because that's just the way that depression manifests in your body. And so if you go back to like the roots of depression, it's an energetic state. Okay, so if you look at like our different levels of consciousness, our different levels of vibration, because we're all just made up of energy and energy vibrates. So when you're feeling happy, you feel, you know, loving, you feel peaceful, you're operating at a very high vibrational level. Your body's vibrating quickly, and so it's attracting all of these other things that allow you to feel more happiness and more love and more energy. But when you're in a depressive state, you're operating at a very low level of vibration or very low level of consciousness. So you're attracting people and experiences and forces and thoughts that are going to keep you at that same state. And actually, something interesting about one of the really strange ways to get out of depression is actually, I was speaking to my clients about this week, is putting yourself in some sort of anger state. Actually, it's a really interesting way to get out of depression, because anger is an emotional vibration a bit higher than depression. So when you feel angry or frustrated, you actually feel more than when you're depressed. So one interesting way could be to expose yourself to things. I'm not suggesting this, I'm just mentioning it, you know, like expose yourself to things that kind of make you feel a bit something, like make you feel frustrated or angry, or, you know, that kind of, you know, when you feel frustrated, you're like, you've got this pent up energy. And when you've got pent up energy, it's a bit more than when you're in a depressive state. So it's an interesting way to get somebody out of depression. Now, if we're talking about some solutions to get out of depression, because I don't know what your thoughts are, but I'm guessing this is what this person is looking for. Do you think that would be correct?
I'm sure, yeah.
I mean, it's not really something that you could, you know, tackle just quickly over this conversation. However, I think that it's worth mentioning that the thoughts you start to have when you feel depressed are very important. So your conscious mind is kind of like the captain of your life, the part that you're aware of. And so your thoughts are actually forms of energy. So when you're feeling low, you're feeling kind of depressed, you should start to consciously try to create thoughts that are more positive or about things that you desire. Because having those thoughts, kind of repeating them in your mind, trying to visualize yourself in a better state, is actually going to give you the energy that you need to kind of drive yourself more towards action. And similarly, when you start having thoughts that you feel are putting you in a depressed state or lowering your levels of energy, you know, your appetite and your drive for life, one really cool kind of thing that you can say to yourself, which I learned from my coach, is you can say, thank you very much for sharing, but delete, delete, delete. So whenever you feel something negative, like, oh, you know, I just have no energy for the day, I just don't feel good, you tell yourself, thank you for sharing, but delete, 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 and you replace that thought with something more positive, like a positive thought. Even if at that point it feels like you're lying to yourself, you tell yourself, this is going to be a great day. You put yourself in a state of gratitude where you say, I'm so thankful. You close your eyes and you imagine how you finish the day. And you feel grateful for the wonderful day that you've had, the things that you've done, you know, that you had the energy to do these things. Even just as I'm speaking now, I'm feeling a bit more positive when I'm putting myself in a gratitude state. Being aware that the thoughts you have are literal forms of energy, and the thoughts you have create energy for you, is such a powerful tool to use, because then you can start putting in positive thoughts into your mind. Delete, delete, delete those negative thoughts that are keeping you in the depressive or low energy state. Use thoughts or create thoughts that are putting you in a better or positive state. Practical example would be, I mean, it's very practical for you guys now, because going into winter, you know, the weather is dreary, it's gray outside. You know, you feel like this is kind of a indoor movie day. I mean, I love a good indoor movie day as much as the next person. But if it's getting to that point where it's making you feel, or where the weather is what it is, okay, that's a fact. Whether it's cloudy or it's rainy or it's stormy. But the thoughts you then, or the stories you tell yourself about the weather, about how you're going to feel about it, about how your day is going to be, that's absolutely 100% within your control. So one practical way would be to, if you look outside, you open the curtains, you see the weather's dreary, you accept it as a fact, but then you start to replace that with positive stories, with positive thoughts, like, doesn't matter, you know, I'm going to make the most of this day, or despite the fact that it's cloudy, I'm going to go outside and I'm going to do something fun, or even though it's cloudy, it means I'm not going to be sweating all day while I'm putting in 100% energy into whatever I do. So I the most value I can give right now is just emphasizing that the thoughts that you have are within your control, and they are powerful. Thoughts are literal energy. There was a study done by the US Army that said that there is no delay in between the time that you think something and when it exists, it's present, the energy. Okay, so we've spoken about how the mind is energy. So when you think something, immediately it gives you some energy. It puts you in a higher vibrational state. It raises your energy. And that's the reason why we can visualize things and feel the experiences the same as if we were there. It's just because of our thoughts. So my advice would be, start deleting those negative thoughts that are keeping you in the lower state, and replace them with positive thoughts and positive feelings and positive intentions about the day.
I like how you said the gratitude, because that really helps, you know. We always have it better than other people. There's always somebody who's got it worse, you know. So I think it's so important to practice that gratitude. I like that gratitude angle that you've got there. Make a list.
Yeah, absolutely. Two things I want to add onto that. This week, in one of my coaching sessions, I decided for the first time, like, let's start this session with some gratitude. And I asked my client what they're grateful for. And wow, the response I got in return was just magnificent. Like, it was one thing that they were grateful for during the week. But man, it fueled them, you know? I could sense the energy and the joy coming from, especially when you go into the why. You know, Like, you can be grateful that it's sunny, but if you're grateful that it's sunny, because that means you can go to the beach and spend time with your friends and eat ice cream, like all the benefits, you know, that immediately boosts your mood in such a significant way. And there's a sneaky trick you can do with gratitude. So your mind cannot perceive the difference between what's real and what's imagined. Okay, I'm going to say it again. Your mind cannot perceive the difference between what's real and what's imagined. That's why the thoughts that you have, your mind just accepts it. Whatever you're thinking, whatever you keep repeating to yourself, that's what it's going to accept. Okay, so what you can do is you can manipulate that, and you can start to be grateful for things that haven't even happened yet. I'm going to say it again. You can start to be grateful for things that haven't even happened yet. So you can tell yourself, wow, I'm so grateful that, let's pick a practical example, that all the traffic lights on the way to work were green and that nobody cut in front of me. And if there's something that you really care about, you know, that's just a silly example, but if it's something you really care about, start to feel gratitude about things that happen in the future, because, like I said, your mind doesn't get that it hasn't happened yet. Your thoughts are present, they're happening in the now, so your mind is just going to accept those thoughts. And if you feel grateful for stuff that hasn't even happened yet, it doesn't matter. Your mind thinks it's happened because you're thinking about it. So that's a sneaky little trick you can play in your mind to take your gratitude to an even higher, more powerful level.
And then last week, we also spoke about the subconscious mind and how important it is. And I saw some interesting facts also about the subconscious mind. And these are some of the things you also mentioned, Andre. It records everything. It's always alert and awake. And it controls 95% of our lives. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It speaks to you in dreams. So it's got no verbal language. It speaks to you in dreams. And it takes everything literally. So that's why you got to watch your thoughts. Because it takes everything literally.
Yeah. It doesn't, like, another way to think about it is that it doesn't judge. You know, it's the same as planting seeds into soil. So if you imagine the soil is like your subconscious mind, the soil doesn't care whether you plant poison ivy or like a tomato plant. If you give that plant water, that seed water, it's going to grow.
Exactly.
Subconscious mind, it doesn't care what the thoughts you have are positive or negative. If you keep repeating it, it's just going to be like, oh, well, this must be important to you because you keep thinking about it. So it's going to let that grow and expand and multiply, and it's going to become a permanent part of your life.
Definitely. Okay, and then we also had, thank you, Annie. Yes, Annie said, enjoying your conversations. So thank you. That was very nice of you, Annie. Thank you. And then also Ed, I don't know if it's Ed or Ed, saying, great show, thanks. And then we also had, this is from T, just saying T. I'm struggling daily with lack of motivation and procrastination. Any advice? Actually, I also want to hear your advice on this, because I sometimes really feel this way as well. Oh my gosh, especially lately, just you know, a bit of procrastination and that kind of stuff.
I mean, we can spend a bit of time on motivation and procrastination and that kind of stuff then. Motivation, it's a very interesting topic, because I think there are a lot of misconceptions about it. One of the things is about motivation or being driven to do something is that it stems from your habits and the way that you also believe, or the beliefs that you have about the thing that you want to do. Oftentimes when we feel demotivated to do something, it's because on some level of the story that we tell ourselves about that thing, it's because there is a negative belief attached to it, right? Like, for example, if I use my own life as an example, I used to be very demotivated about doing marketing, right? Like posting things on social media. And when I dig deeper into that, it's not because I'm incapable of like finding a picture and writing some text in the picture, or because I don't know what I'm talking about. It's because just the whole concept of like marketing, I felt that I wasn't good enough at it. And so subconsciously, that belief of like, I'm not good enough, or you know, this is never going to work, or some other kind of negative belief or truth that you've accepted, it's playing in the back of your mind. And so actually what's happening is that belief is like pulling you away from the thing that you consciously want to do, but it's pulling you away. And because, like you mentioned, your subconscious mind is so powerful, it runs your body, it's responsible for 95% of your mind, it's pulling you away, and its force is much stronger than your conscious desire to do something. That's kind of like on a deeper level what motivation is. Another thing could be analyzing kind of your why reasons. You know, why are you motivated something? And normally there are two main dimensions you need to look at it from. So there's motivation away from something, okay? And there's motivation towards something. I'm going to give an example of that just to illustrate it a bit better. So imagine you're walking and you're walking barefoot for some reason, and you step in some gum, or even worse, some brown stuff. And this all of a sudden just makes you feel really horrible, right? Your motivation is to get away from that kind of stuff you just stepped in. So motivation away from something is very like directionless, it's inconsistent, it's erratic. Like you just want to do anything you can to like clean your feet. But once your feet are clean, or once you've realized that you need to get away from this stuff, what happens next? You're kind of stuck in a state where, okay, I've got away from this thing that I don't like, but now where am I going? Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
Going. So that's motivation towards. So you figure out the motivation away from something. Now you need to figure out what are you moving towards. And that's the very tricky thing with motivation, because sometimes we have very like unspecific, unclear ideas of what we want, right? Well, Eon, that's easy. I want lots of money. Eon, I want a big house. Eon, I want a successful business. You know, what does that mean? What is that specifically? You know, like what is a specific, a lot of amounts of money that you want? You know, that's different for like Elon Musk versus me. For him, a lot of money is way more money than what that is for me. You know?
Yeah.
So one nuance that I think it's T, you said T gave in this question?
Yes, T. The letter T.
T.
Yeah.
Yeah. What you could look at is like, how specific is your desire or thing that you're working towards? Like you're looking for motivation to do something, but what is the specific outcome that you're looking for? Okay, if it's non-specific, right? Like I want to eat healthier. It's very non-specific. You can't really be motivated towards something, because eating healthy is such a broad statement. Actually, your mind doesn't understand what that means, so it can't help you do that. But if you're motivated, if you want to be motivated towards an outcome that's very specific, it's much easier to set up your environment and to find the drive or the energy to do that. For example, if you take I want to eat healthier and you change it to I want to eat one cup of broccoli every day for 7 days, like that's very specific, right? It's much easier to find the motivation to do that, because you know specifically the things, the actions that you need to take and the choices you need to make in order to get the outcome. So motivation comes naturally, right? Your mind helps you, your subconscious mind can drive you towards that outcome. But if your outcome is just, I want to eat healthier, you know, it's very unclear as to what that might mean for you. So you might be overwhelmed with choices, or you might actually be doing it. You might be eating healthier. However, you never specified what that looks like. So you never get to the point where you feel, wow, I did it. I'm successful. I ate healthier. Do you kind of get what I'm getting at?
Yeah, no, definitely. That's a good way to explain it.
Another thing with values, with motivation, is that it's linked to values. Again, your values are kind of, you know, what's important to you. You know, what do you value in your life? What kind of things are you happy to have in your life? Okay. So when your values, specifically your subconscious values, are so out of line with what you consciously desire, it's very difficult for you to get the energy and the drive to do the things that you want to do. Because like we've mentioned, your subconscious mind is so much more powerful. And if you're trying to achieve something that's not in line with your values, it's simply not going to work, or it's very, very, very difficult for it to work. For example, if somebody wants to build a successful business, however, like none of their top five values are business or finance or investing or organization or planning, it's very difficult to see how they're going to build a successful business because it's just not important to them. You know, it's not a value that's driving their life, if that makes sense.
That's a very good answer, and I'm sure that T and the other listener appreciate that feedback. Andre, thank you so much.
What do you think about motivation? You said you're also keen for the response. Do you have like a specific example, or you also mentioned procrastination. Do you have something specific that we could kind of work with maybe and play it through?
It's basically tasks, stuff that that you have to do and you've got deadlines and stuff. Mm-hmm. But the closer you get to it, you kind of procrastinate and you say, oh, no, I think it's also to do with a busy schedule, where you have to move stuff over to the next day. And then later on, you don't really feel like doing it anymore because you keep moving it on. It sort of loses its importance, and then later on, you're an hour away from when that thing should go in or whatever. And then you spark, not because you want to, but because you have to. So I think that's probably one of the things I am battling with now. If it weren't for deadlines, I would definitely be late with a lot of things.
Yeah. I mean, I think that example can apply to a lot of people. So let me give three specific points that might be helpful, in that situation, because I think that applies to a lot of people. I know I've been in a situation like that as well, where if it wasn't for the external deadline, like you said, it would just, stuff might not happen. So the first thing that you could do is before you actually do the task, you know what you need to do, right? Well, you know the outcome. Like, let's say you need to draw up a proposal for a new client, let's say. The first thing you could do before you do that is look at the benefits. What would be the benefit of successfully completing this task? And just take a piece of paper. It's very simple. Start writing out the benefits, the benefits to you or to somebody else who it might be important to, or somebody else that's important to you. I think just writing out the benefits would kind of help you and help your subconscious mind also to understand that this is important to you. And when your subconscious mind's on board, boom, things start happening. Okay, so the first one would be kind of benefits as to why. And even with like small mundane tasks, there is still some kind of benefit, even if the benefit is that tomorrow I don't have to do it, that's still a benefit. Even if it's like something silly, it just means that it's done. Yeah. You can forget it, or, you can just, you feel proud about it. The second thing that I would start to do is visualize the successful completion of that task. The fancy way to say that would be called intention setting. A very simple visualization process where you get the end outcome or the result in your mind. So you close your eyes, you get that in mind, and you just start to describe it. Describe where you are, kind of briefly what it looks like, how you're feeling once you've completed it. And then you start to add like positive, affirming, really high energy emotions to that. Perhaps like you finish this and you stand tall, or you breathe out a big sigh of relief and you feel so grateful and happy. Or if it's like a proposal for a new client, you can imagine, wow, your client looks at this and they're just amazed and they just can't wait to pay you to work with you, right? So you start to visualize it and you just see the outcome, just outcome, and you see it ending well. Already that's like giving you some clarity. It's helping you see and feel the benefits, and it's giving you some kind of end goal to work towards. So that would be kind of a second step. And that doesn't take long. Again, writing the benefits, it's like maybe 1 to 5 minutes. Visualizing, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. And the third point, which applies if you have like a whole host of things to do, would be to go against conventional norm, which would normally say like, do the most difficult thing you can do first and then it's done. For me, I think of it the opposite way. Do the easiest thing you can do first, because number one, something's been done. Number two, when you complete it, you can celebrate yourself. You can be like, wow, I did something. You start to feel successful, because once you've like kind of started feeling successful and you've built in some success, the ball is just going to want to keep rolling, So do the easiest things first, check them off. Either the easiest or like the most, time pressing, the most urgent thing that you need to do, like the easiest, most urgent thing that you need to do, just check it off, because your pile of stuff gets smaller, and you start to build a feeling of success, like you've accomplished something. And that's all it is, you know, like being successful, it's just a feeling that people keep searching for and seeking in their life. And once you felt successful before, you can feel it again, and your mind will start chasing it because it feels good. And yeah, you're going to be driven to that good feeling. So those are kind of the three practical bits of advice I can give for that kind of situation.
Fantastic advice there, Andre. Thank you so much. Just give us your contact details again and your website. How do we get in touch with you?
Absolutely. So my website is www.andrenelcoaching.com. My email is andre@andrenelcoaching.com. So very easy to remember the two. And yeah, just I want to remind everybody, you know, my website gives a lot more information about what I do as a coach, all the benefits that you can experience from going through the coaching system that I use. And you can start for free. I offer a free, like, first coaching session, like a free consultation session, which is a real coaching session. And it has the benefit of giving you some clarity, giving you some energy, some inspiration, some motivation to get going on the things that we spoke about, whether that be to achieve your goals or overcome some challenges. And you can decide then if coaching is for you or not for you. So yeah, I just like to encourage everybody, the first free coaching session is there, you know, there's nothing to lose. And trust me, there's a lot to gain.
Yeah,
you can become unstoppable. Yeah.
Become unstoppable, absolutely. And of course, we welcome your comments and any suggestions for stuff you want us to talk about. Send us a WhatsApp on 0612530670. Andre, thank you so much.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much, Ian.